Willie Jackson is with us today, of course, the Minister for Māori Development. Tēnā koe, brother. It's good to have you on the program again. Kia ora.
Morena, Dale.
It was interesting how they caught it, I think it was with Paul Clark yesterday from Stats New Zealand. They are grappling with the idea of getting feedback for, open for public consultation on what constitutes a Māori business. And I reminded him that the procurement kaupapa that you'd championed, Willie, was very integral with this description and how we deem what is or isn't a Māori business. So it sort of ties in. Just give us an update on that procurement kaupapa that you pushed for and seemingly is going to be invoked. How far away is that mahi, Will?
Oh, we're doing evaluation all the time in terms of how well the procurement is going. Look, it's been overwhelming, actually, in terms of Māori business and the way they have got support like they've never received before, Dale. It's been terrific, the uptake, and it leads us into reviewing the figures. To be honest, it was very hard to even get, it was impossible to get the procurement formula through under the previous government because our coalition partners blocked it. Mm-hmm. And so getting it through this time was history-making, I suppose, because you don't have, we've never had priority for Māori businesses before. And so it was just, we were really proud to get through the 5% number last time. And we're just getting all our stats on that and reviewing where we're going over the next few years with our group Amotai, who have been our facilitator and mediator on it.
So this effectively asks government organisations, you can imagine too, those of you at home today, how much spend there is through government departments. There's been no compulsion for them to factor in Māori businesses at all over the years. This policy that Willie championed asks of them to corner 5% of the action, not necessarily to give the action to that 5%, but to at least show a paper trail that says they considered their potential to provide the service or goods. So it is quite history-making. Is it underway yet, Willie, or what's the time frame for its introduction?
No, it's been underway from the last year, Dale. It's been going through the roof. So we're just looking at we're getting all the numbers, just where we're at, and want to have a look at a strategy over the next 12 months. But it's been a great start.
Ka pai. Okay, I thought it was still sort of in the wings, but good to hear it's already up and running. Safety of MPs. I see that this has become an issue, and to be honest, I thought a couple of times things could have easily got out of hand. We're a pretty relaxed style here in NZ as far as mixing and mingling with the public, but with the anti-vax sentiment around, you know, it wouldn't be hard to imagine that things could get out of hand. There's been a call to tighten security in certain circumstances for some MPs. I know you wouldn't sense you need it yourself, but do you think that others might?
You know, that I always try to make myself a bit more cognizant and aware of other people's insecurities. You know, it's a tricky one for me, because having been involved in security for many years, so when I was younger, so I sort of take it for granted. You know, and I've been in the in the high-profile areas for many years, and so, you know, being threatened by online or people leaving messages is just take it with a I'm quite sort of dismissive of it, because it's never personally worried me at all, and even these anti-vaxxers don't particularly worry me, but I can see the worry from my friends and colleagues, and it's real, because some of them have never been threatened before, you know. So if you've never been threatened before, and a number of them haven't been, it's a bit of a shock when someone says they might want to hang you, or I heard some idiot going on about lethal injections, you know, like that is a shock for most of my colleagues and friends have never experienced that. So it's understandable that they would want to tighten up on their security. So that was put forward at our caucus yesterday. And I'd support that because, you know, you don't want our members being nerved or scared by people who, 95% of the time, but, 95% of the time they're all talk, but you never know. You might have, you only need one person to go off the edge. So I will support that and will continue to support that, particularly with some of our women members. I know that some of them, and I've seen some of them when we finish late, we might finish, walking home at 10:30, 11 o'clock. They do have the security, they have some sort of attachment that they're able to press the button, and they're able to get assistance straight away if they're caught walking home or whatever. So that's good. And I think any increase in that, particularly for our women members, is important. Given this is a volatile time and some members are being hit, some of their officers are being hit, Dale, and you never know, you might just have one nut go off the edge and someone gets hurt. So, you know, it is a different time, you know. I'm working out of my office. I haven't seen, I'm up here in Auckland this week, and I haven't seen anyone come near our office, but you never know. And as people getting more and more upset through the pandemic, you know, and not understanding things, Dale, you know, you might have one person go off the edge. And so I think it's an appropriate time to tighten up and make, give people more sense of security, eh?
Thanks, Willie. I need to ask you about, John's calling him Blocker Bloomfield, and now Shane, two colleagues of long standing, have climbed into it as well. This is regarding the access to the data. The court said that the data should be freed up. Bloomfield says, well, we've had some opposition, if I'm reading this right, from Iwi saying that they don't want their data shared with Whānau Order. So she's a no-go zone. What would you say of Ashley's role here and the criticism that Shane and John are levelling at him?
Well, I've already said what I've said. You've seen what I've said, and that was last week, and I've spoken a couple of times on it, so I prefer not now to go down that track, Dale. I can't keep talking about something, particularly as a minister. It is right now. It's people know where I'm at. You know, I made it clear that who I support in terms of the commissioning agency, and I'd rather not go on and on about it. It's I'll say it again. I would like to see it resolved before we go to court. People are very clear about who I support.
Kia ora. And Oranga Tamariki's new head, how far are we away from that announcement, do you sense?
Well, I think they just went through interviews. I think they're only just finishing interviews, Dale. So, you'll have to wait to hear from them. But I know they had a short list, and what's today? And I think they're probably just finished interview, so they're probably going through their review in terms of who they think is most appropriate. Yeah.
Kapoi, thanks very much for sharing some cordial, mate. All the best. We'll catch up soon.
Okay, brother. All right.
Shut up. All the best. Thanks, Willie.